Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming sin in your life. God wants us to walk in victory, and we've got to overcome sin. Sin means to miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. And we've talked about scripturally what sin is and looked at many scriptures indicating what sin is, such as what is not of faith is sin, and he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Any respect of persons is sin. Whenever you yield to the lusts of the flesh and you allow yourself to act upon that temptation, that produces sin in our life. We've talked about the effects of sin, how it brings judgment, how it brings destruction. It can bring all kinds of problems, physically, mentally, financially. You're wronging your own soul, and you are actually stopping the good things of God from coming to you because of our sins that will separate us and hinder us from seeing the blessings of God come to pass in our life. We've been talking about cleansing, being cleansed, and overcoming sin in our life. It's so important that you realize that Jesus is the Savior. He has saved us from our sins. He was the Lamb of God. He took away the sin of the world in John 1:29. The Bible says that He was tempted in all points, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. And praise God, He is in us, and now we can walk in His ways, and we can overcome sin in our life. We know Isaiah 53 verse 5 says He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Jesus was the sin bearer, and He bore away our sin. And He appeared once to put away sin. And when He did it, He sat down having purged our sins. Hebrews 1:3. And praise God, now in the new covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ is that which cleanses us from all sins. He remembers our sins no more. We've now been made the righteousness of God in Him. And we're talking about important principles for you to be established in to walk free from sin. We talked about walking in the fear of the Lord. That's very important. If we continue to walk in the ways of sin, in fact, the Bible says if you sin knowingly, then there's going to be judgment that's going to come. If we willingly, after we receive the truth, we know the truth, and we continue to sin at the point of our will, then there will be a judgment that will come. Hebrews 10:26. We talked about the fear of God, which is to hate evil. And if we have the fear of God before us, we will hate the things He hates. And we will hate sin. We will hate to miss the mark. We will hate to disobey God's word in any way. Also, we've got to get in the Word, and we've got to crucify the flesh and put on the new man and humble ourselves. And we need to acknowledge our sins. And as we acknowledge our sins, declaring that and receiving forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, then we will be free from the effects of that sin as far as hindering our fellowship with the Lord. The Bible also talks about in Psalms 119:11 about how we hide the Word in our heart so we will not sin against Him. Praise God. Now let's pick up with that 1 John 1:9. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is important that you learn to confess your sins immediately. And you need to know God is faithful, God is just and righteous, and He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Otherwise, He brings us back into right fellowship with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, the Bible says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not." This is another important principle. We've got to wake up to the fact that we are the righteousness of God. We've got to put on a righteousness consciousness, not a sin consciousness anymore, and sin not. You know, as we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and we walk in the ways of righteousness, and we do the things of the Word of God, we're doing what is right, walking in righteousness, then we will not sin. You know, if you're walking in sin, you're missing the mark. But if you're walking in righteousness, you're going to be hitting the mark. And this is what God wants. In fact, we should have a righteousness consciousness developed in us. The Bible talks about, in Romans 5, verse 20 and 21, it talks about how where sin was abounding, that grace much more abounds. And it says that grace is going to reign through righteousness unto eternal life, while sin will reign unto death. And it depends upon what we're yielding to. And in the last broadcast, we were talking about how we're going to really practically deal with any areas of sin in our life. And Romans chapter 6 gives us a lot of understanding. In verse 6, the Bible says that we're to know this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we henceforth should not serve sin. We don't have to serve sin anymore. Now we can serve the Lord in righteousness. He that is dead is freed from sin. Are you dead? Yes, the old you is dead and gone. The Bible says we were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless we live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. The brand new you is Christ in you. Praise God. And the old you is dead, and therefore you are free from sin. Now you can walk in the ways of righteousness. That's not saying that you can't sin. Sure, you can sin if you yield to it from the area of your mind or in your soul or with your body. But from our spirit, we have been changed. We are not under the bondage of sin. We are freed from sin, and now we can live unto God. The Bible says that now that he died unto sin once, now he lives, and now we can live unto God. In 6:11 it says, likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. You need to reckon yourself. I am dead to sin. I am dead to missing the mark, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then in Romans 6:12 it says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Otherwise, you have dominion. You can either let it reign or you can stop it from reigning. And it says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. And the only way you're going to let it reign is if you obey it, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. If you follow after the lusts of the flesh, or you follow after what the enemy brings, then you would allow sin to reign. Verse 13 says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Your members are so important. Your members are that which you deal with in life. Your mind is one of your members. Your ears, what you hear, is one of your members. Your mouth, your tongue. Remember that tongue's that little member, and that little member is setting on course the direction that you're going in life. It can set on fire the ways of hell. It can also release the ways of the Lord. Praise God. Your members are your mind and your mouth and your ears and the steps that you take and your hands and anything that you contact with. And this is so important. What your eyes, what you see, these are all part of your members. And what are you yielding your members to? This is so important. If you yield your members unto unrighteousness, anything that is unrighteous, if you look at things, if you set any wicked thing before your eyes, that's why you got to watch what you watch on TV. If you are letting wicked things be coming into your ears and your eyes on TV, then you are yielding your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. It is very important. Would Jesus sit down and watch the things that you watch on TV with you? Would he go to any movies if you go to movies? Would he allow you to look at things that you are looking at? Would he participate in that? If not, then you must be yielding to sin. And you need to repent of that. You need to turn away from listening to ungodly things or viewing ungodly things. Do not yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members. Yield your members, yield your mind, yield your ears, yield your mouth, yield your eyes, yield the things you're involved in as instruments of righteousness unto God. Sin shall not have dominion over you. In verse 16 it says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. What are you yielding your members to? If you're yielding your members to righteousness and you're obeying the word, then you're going to follow God. It'll be obedience unto righteousness. But if you're yielding unto sin, it's going to produce death. You know, you used to be a servant of sin, but no longer are you. Now you are a servant of righteousness. And you need to yield your members unto righteousness. And that is what is going to produce holiness in your life. And the ball game comes down to, what are you letting get a hold of you in the area of your mind? That's the battleground with the enemy. You know, in Romans chapter 7, he talks about all the things that he wants to do, and yet he can't do them because there's something in him that's hindering him, and it was what was it? It was sin dwelling in his flesh. He says, in my flesh dwells no good things. To will is present with me, but how to overcome that which is good I find not. This is over in Romans chapter 7, from verse 15 on to 22. And he talks about how he delights in the law of God after the inward man. But he says, I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. And he says, oh, wretched man, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then he gives the answer in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord, our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, and with the flesh the law of sin. Whatever your mind is focused upon is what you're going to serve. Are you minding the things of the flesh? Romans 8:5. Then you are going to walk in the flesh. If you're after the things of the Spirit, then you're going to be walking in the ways of the Word of God. To be carnally minded or fleshly minded or walking after your own ways, your own desires, is death. But to be spiritually minded, and that is a Word-ruled mind, a mind that is thinking on the Word of God and on the pleasing God, obeying His ways, that produces life and death. Because the carnal mind is enmity. It makes you an enemy against God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. In fact, if you're in the flesh, the Bible says you cannot please God. Whenever you walk in the flesh, it is sin. That's why God wants you to quit yielding yourself to what you feel, the way the lusts of the flesh, your own desires. You've got to yield yourself unto the Lord and put on a spiritual mind, a word-ruled mind, because you can overcome the flesh through your mind thinking on and acting upon the Word of God in your life. And then you're going to be walking forth and overcoming that area of sin in your life. Well, we're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have